Today's readings seem altogether dark, somber, and apocalyptic. In response to people admiring the temple, Jesus quickly tells his disciples that the temple, in all its beauty, will be torn down stone by stone. And when the disciples ask, "When will this happen?" Jesus launches into a grim description of how the world will end, where nations will rise against nations, and all who follow him will be betrayed and persecuted. But the context for today's gospel is this. Although the disciples know the Son of God and have been with him all this time, they are anxious about the end of the world, and they want a sign when it will come. But Jesus tells his disciples not to be anxious about the end of the world, because until that day comes, all those who belong to the Son of God will continue the passion and death of Jesus for the sake of the world. And so the headline of today's gospel is, "The Passion of Jesus is not over. It continues in those who follow him." Because before the world ends, we will all, without exception, be betrayed and persecuted emotionally, spiritually, morally, and physically. But Jesus promises us, not a hair on our head will perish. Because of our perseverance and our endurance, we will gain our souls. That is, we will persevere and we will endure, because like the disciples, we know what happened on the third day. That in the midst of our being handed over to those who would betray us, we will participate in the passion of Jesus that forgave his persecutors, that offered salvation to the good thief, and that handed his spirit over to God. And that's what God raises on the third day. And we face the same troubled world as Jesus did. A world that would have us believe that we have yet to see the worst, yet to fear the worst, and yet to be ready to give up on the world that we fear is slipping away. But for Christians, this can never be the case, because the worst that could ever happen in human history already has. That creation killed its creator. But in the words of Julian of Norwich, Jesus took the worst thing that happened in human history and made it the best. What we crucify, God will resurrect. Jesus goes on to say, "I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict." And so God enters into human history to show us how to hold the tension together, how to hold the pain of the world, and to refuse to pass it on. And so what we have in the crucifixion is the crucified one who refuses to crucify back. And that, my friends, is the turnaround of human history. That God had to show us in the flesh what it looked like to hold the pain, to hold the hate, to hold the sin of the world until it transformed us. That's the risen Christ. Today's gospel says there will always be pain and suffering and evil in the world. But Jesus shows us it is what we do with our pain, what we do with our suffering, what we ultimately do with our sin, that ultimately determines whether we are forever dead or forever risen in Christ. And that's the good news, that eternal death was forever defeated in the risen Christ. And our task is to share the fate of God now for the transformation of the world, because the end of the world will take care of itself. And when we are transformed as the disciples were on Pentecost, then the language we hear in today's gospel should not threaten us. Jesus says, "You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name." This is the language of radical discipleship, because Jesus knows the cost of discipleship, and so he uses hard language to get his point across. From a literary point of view, Jesus was never afraid to put things in the hard way. He was never afraid of using language that's going to be misunderstood. He simply puts the truth out there and has us struggle with it. But from a theological point of view, Jesus is essentially saying that life will only flow properly if ultimate allegiance is given to ultimate reality. In first century Palestine, Jesus uses two of the most powerful usurpers of God: family relationships and social standing. And nothing has changed much in 2,000 years. We would still value family and social standing so much, we would often place them before God. But choosing between God and family is not the issue in today's gospel, because family and society, rightly ordered toward God, are the arenas in which the spiritual identity of the human person is grounded in love and justice and is played out in discipleship. Since Pentecost, the recurring theme of the Gospels has been about discipleship. To be a Christian disciple is to have no fear of the end of the world. Christian disciples do look for signs in the world, but the signs we look for are not the fire of hell, but the fire of Pentecost, the fire of truth that calls us to suffer for the sake of the world. We endure in the truth that Jesus revealed to us, and as such, we are able to endure the sufferings this truth will always attract to itself. "Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven."